Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Welcome to Sunday Funday, September 10th, 2017. Are you ready for some football? It is opening day 2017 for my beloved, but horribly, embarrassingly, pitifully miserable New York Jets. Go Jets! My rhino of the day is my green rhino in honor of New York Jets color green. I've got my green Jets towel to cry into as they continue to play the game and the entire season, in fact. But, you know, as it stands, thanks to the New England Patriots somehow losing their opening game the other day, the Jets were in first place, and not just tied for first place like usually on opening day. Now they are alone. Well, they're still tied, but there's a team that's in last place while the Jets were in first. I keep looking up at the TV to watch my beloved but miserable Jets get run all over the place here, and it's not even 2 minutes into the season, but I am in full New York Jets regalia, ready for a season where the Jets might possibly win a single game. Yes, who knows? It's possible at any given Sunday and all that. But they're also assured of the first draft pick in next year's draft, where they are almost assured to pick the wrong player and continue disastrous reign at the bottom of the standings. But it's opening day, and all thoughts go to the possibilities of the Jets having a perfect season. And for Jets fans, again, that's not likely to mean perfect in terms of all wins, if you know what I mean. By the way, just an update on the crushing, terrible Hurricane Irma that's pounding away at Florida as we speak. Those have been following me for the past few days. I got a hold of all but one of my private clients that I work with that lives in Florida, and got a hold of him yesterday, and no doubt is busy for a few days. Backed up. Now, he happens to live. My other two clients that I work with privately live in the middle of the state, around the Orlando area, and they're hunkering down, and, you know, it's not going to be so bad, and we never get hit by hurricanes. We're not on the coast kind of thing, so okay. But lives in beautiful coastal town of Cape Coral, which you'll see if you watch on the news in the next few hours, it'll be pretty much the center of where the hurricane is hitting in the Fort Myers area. And he's got a beautiful custom-built home right on the water, and he told me that he fully has already accepted the fact that it'll be a total loss when the water comes surging up 5 or 10 feet and wrecks everything. But he did get out of the house, and I was asking, you know, did you take at least anything that's irreplaceable? He's like, yeah. I took my family, my insurance papers, and my laptop, and he scrammoosed the hat out of there. So thoughts and prayers are with my client, Chris, who is a fantastic guy, and got a great family, great wife, great kids, and that beautiful, spectacular home. I've been in it. Upstairs, you got that private home theater room with the theater chairs and the whole thing and the whole deal, and he's got just a beautiful, spectacular home, and I really hope that somehow that's safe, but even if it isn't, of course, he will rebuild, and we will help him in any way we can to get things all back on track. And then, of course, he's got a whole bunch of clients in the area that are all likely to get all kinds of wrecked. But anyway, that's it for Sunday Funday. Thanks for joining me. Rich is here, and it's time to get back to some watching the New York Jets get destroyed, as I'm guessing they will all year. So far, amazingly, they are tied for this game, although there go the Buffalo Bills down to the Jets' five-yard line. So let me officially end. It's still the Jets. I digress. My beloved New York Jets still tied in the ball game and tied for first place in their division, in their entire conference, in the entire NFL with their undefeated season. Can you believe it? The New York Jets are having an undefeated season, and they are still not losing this game as the Bills go down to the four-yard line, second and goal. And that's it for Sunday Funday. I'm going back to have some fun. Now, I will say in all seriousness, in about 3 hours from now, my beautiful wife Michelle will be watching her beloved Packers, And there is a game, a team that's actually worth watching, that something could actually happen in a positive way. So, but anyway, positive, negative, been a New York Jets fan my whole life, not going to stop now, and not going to stop for the rest of my life, most likely, no matter how miserably ridiculous they are. They're still my beloved New York Jets. Hope you have a favorite team as well. Hope you're as loyal to everything in your life as well, including especially, of course, your business and your clients, your patients, your customers, your employees, your staff, your suppliers, everyone. Have a fantastic Sunday fun day, everybody. Rich says, my Panthers go to your Jets this year. Congratulations to the Panthers. Cam will be dabbing away in that one nonstop. All right. Have a fantastic rest of your Sunday fun day. I'll be back tomorrow with Direct Mail Monday from beloved, pitifully, horribly New York Jets headquarters, although they just got a tackle for a loss behind the line of scrimmage. The Jets might only be losing by three in about a minute from now. Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.